Stop 4. Introduction to God Mode.
This is a 4-minute introduction to Larry Atchiampong and David Blandy's 12-minute film, God Mode, which examines the marks that eugenic practices have left us with today. I'm going to briefly describe the film, and then Larry is going to talk more about the use of video games in the work. It's presented in two halves. The first is voiced by David and takes place in the real world. It features objects relating to the genesis of eugenics from University College London and footage filmed at the Wellcome Genome Campus, a contemporary centre for genomic research. Black lines crawl across the screen, organising it into a grid of 6 squares, which sometimes fill with separate views of the same object and other times remain whole. The second half of the film enters a video game environment, voiced by Larry. It begins with a black spider sitting in its web in an archive storeroom. This spider is inspired by Anansi, a shape-shifting demigod from West African folklore who changes form to achieve their aims. The spider is seemingly giant in close-up, with hairy spindly legs and a bulbous body. It picks its way along a variety of scenes, from a deserted scientific lab in a snow-filled Arctic tundra to an ancient Egyptian city, where it climbs a sun-bleached wall carved with hieroglyphs. It journeys over cracked paving and stops to rest between statues of kneeling pharaohs. The view tilts up to the blue sky and back down again, and we discover that the spider has transformed into a stag curled upon the ground. As the film ends, it springs up and throws back its antlers.
Hi, I'm Larry Atchiampong. Video games are a central part of both my and David's lives, both in and outside of our artistic practice. We've been playing them since we were young, and it's a cultural space we're able to inhabit and comfortably communicate with each other in. We're interested in how we can utilize the gaming space to explore and discuss ideas and topical issues that relate to the human condition. It felt quite natural for us to make the work half IRL, or in real life, and half in the virtual world. For us, one space isn't more real than the other. In real life is shorthand for what I refer to as the meat space versus the cyberspace. The meat space is a type of physical existence, whereas in the cyberspace, we manifest ourselves in a different kind of format. For us, it's totally possible for them both to exist. The part of the film that I voiced was made in a video game engine called Unreal Engine. In it, you acquire assets online to make your own environment and layer different aspects and effects. All of the scenes in this half of the film are entirely computer-generated in this way. However, the first part of this scene, where we meet the spider in what looks like an archive, is alluding to UCL's museum storeroom. This symbolically bridges the two halves of the film and refers to a place where systems of knowledge are apparently held and built. Systems that we question and deconstruct in the film. The virtual spaces in the film adhere to conversations in the work. For example, the use of the Egyptian landscape was to explore African-based environments as spaces of knowledge and great learning. The ending of the film explores the complexity of how Anansi can change and morph. It shows the breadth of power of the shapeshifter, with the spider going from being a non-playable character to the player with ultimate agency.